Here on Chof Hamed Aleph, we hear in the Mishnah, Achoyso Shehi Yevimto Chaylotzes Oy Misyabemes. In Rashi, it's a pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Achoyso Shel Ervo Shehi Yevimto. That means you have a sister who is also a sister-in-law. Kigoin shenoflu shtei achoyois mishnei achen. Two sisters fell from two brothers to a third brother. Ha'achas asura mishim elve. Now, the first is the, let's say we have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Let's say, Eishes Reuben was kalosei shel Levi. Kigoin shi kalosei eichamoisei. Her sister is Eishes Shimon. So, the Mishnah says, so the sister is Oichai Letzes Oimis Yabemis. Achoisa Elde, Eishes Shimon, the Loipoga ba Achoisa Kukosai, Mishim the Elde loves the Kukosai. Because the Elde is not, the Kuka Eishes Reuben is not at all Zokuk to Levi. So Memele, so her sister is Chelatzos Aymish Yabemis. Now let us see the Gemara. Achoyso Shehi Yevimto. Achoyso Dema. Who sister is, well, Achoyso Dema. She's a sister of who? Ilaimo de Iso Mitzvah. If it is an Achoyso of an Iso Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah Shni is the Rabbona. Es kiven de midarai se rom ye kamei sinz mina teure. Eishes Reuben is also zekuke to Levi. Es poga bachoy zekukosoy. So why is da choy sa muta? El achoy sa de iser elbe. Speaking about achoy sa de iser elbe. Now we hear further in the Mishnah as follows. Isa mitzvah, we had the Mishnah before, Isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha chayletzes v'loi misyabemes. And Isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha, there's chalitza and there's no yibum. And then the Mishnah explains, Isa mitzvah shniyais midivrei seifrim, Isa kedusha almona l'koin godu, grusha v'chalutze l'koin hegit. So let us see the Gemara. Iso mitzvah shniyas. So shniyas midivrei seifrim are called iso mitzvah. Amai kori lei iso mitzvah. Why are they called iso mitzvah? Shniyas the rabbon called iso mitzvah. Omar abaye mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim. It could be we could say a kavone amuke bedivrei abaye. Abaye wants to tell us that in Yisod there's a chilek between an Issa the Rabbonon and an Issa the Araisa. And the Achroinim say such a chilek. An Issa the Araisa is a chavtze de Isure. For example, if a person eats chazer, so chazer is also. If a person drinks cholov akum, he's not drinking cholov asure, because what's wrong with the cholov? Speaking about cholov akum is that a goyish farmer went and milked a cow, and no one was by the milking, and now one wants to go and drink the milk. He's drinking kosher milk. What is the Issa? And Chazal did not make from kosher milk, treife milk. It's kosher milk. No, one is not permitted to drink it because the Chachamim said one is not permitted to drink it. So it is not also mitzad atmoy. It's also because we have to listen to what the Chachamim tell us. So, shniyas midivrei seifrim, it's not Osar, she's not an Elve midarabonim. She's not an Elve.
Yisr mitzvah, Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'shmo yidiv chacham. The whole Yisr is because it's a mitzvah to listen. The Rabbanan said, don't marry her. So the male, that's the whole Yisr. There's no more than that.
Yisr kedusha, almona l'koyin gadol, grusha v'chalutze l'koyin hedyet. So the Gemara says, v'amai kori lohu Yisr kedusha. Why are these Chayvei Lavan called Issa Kedusha? D'chsiv K'toishim Yiyu Leilokeyim. Here perhaps we could also be mamtik that the Mishnah is telling us that the Shairish HaIssa is because of the Kedusha's Kohune. I mean, just like the Marit says, that a nazir is also the tamil amazim. Not troubles that a nazir is mekabel on himself not to be metamil amazim. No, a nazir is matvis on himself a kedushas naziris. That's all what he does. And after he becomes a kaddish, the Torah says, since he is a kaddish, he's not permitted to be metamil amazim. So the iser tumal amazim by a nazir is not an Isser that he created on himself, it's an Isser Torah that occurs because of his Kedusha. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Isser Kedusha, Amona L'Koyin Godel, Grusha B'Chalutza L'Koyin Hedyet, the Sibis HaIsser is Mitoich Kedushasam, because they are more Kaddish than a Yisrael. So the Kedusha is a Sibbe by this is also. The Gemara does not explain why Mamzeres Nesina LeYisrael is also called an Issa Kedusha. And L'Chayri also have to say that the Kedusha's Yisrael is a Sibbe for the Issa. And perhaps that is the reason why Kahal Geirim Leikru Kol. Kahal Geirim is a mamzer's mutter be Kahal Geirim, because there is no Kedushas Yisrael. Could be that is pshat. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. Rabbi Yehuda switched the names. Issa mitzvah almona l'kayin godol. That Amalek Kohen Gadol is called Issa Mitzvah. V'amai korilei Issa Mitzvah, perceive Eila HaMitzvahs. That means the last pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, says Eila Mitzvahs HaShetziva Hashem Es Moshe. So the Eila HaMitzvahs includes all the dinim which were learned in Chumash Vayikra. So Memele, so Issa Mitzvah is the Isurim which the Torah was Kailul and Eila HaMitzvahs. Here again we have a problem. How does Mamzer come in? Mamzer L'Chodis and Mamzer is in the Devarim. I don't know. Akponim, but that's why these Chayvelavin are called Issa Mitzvah. Issa Kedusha. Shniyais Midivrei Seifer. The Shniyais are called Issa Kedusha. So Gemara asks, Amai Korilei Issa Kedusha. Why are they called Issa Kedusha? Amar Abaye Kolamekayim Divrei Chachomim Nikro Kodesh. The person is Makayim Divrei Chazal is called a Kodesh. Omar Leirove, V'chol She'enei Makayim Divrei Chachomim Kodesh U'dolei Mikri. And if he's not Makayim Divrei Chachomim, so he's not called a Kodesh. Rosh Olei Mikri. He's not called a, he's only not called a Kodesh. He's not called a Rosh. The Ritva explains the Gemara's Kasha as follows.
That means that is...
For sure, a person who's Mekayim Divrei Chachamim is called a Kaddish. But a person Isser Kedusha, it would seem that the whole Isser is that he's missing the Kedusha. That's Isser Kedusha. That's not true. Because a person who's not Mekayim Divrei Chazal, not only he's missing the Kedusha, Mabshadus, he's a Rosha. Agavuche, the Balatani, Geras HaTshuva, brings a raya from this Gemara, a person who is over Ad Rabbonon is called a Rosha. It's a Meredike Gemara. Arlo Omar Rove Kadesh Atzmecho B'mutalach. So Rove said, according to Rabbi Yudit, it's called Rabbonon, it's called Issa Kedushim, Kadesh Atzmecho B'mutalach. So the Ritva explains what was the Rav Mechadish. So the Ritva says Shezu min hadvorim shenesru. The purpose of this Isser is lekadesh liYisrael b'mutalem. The purpose of the Isser is lekadesh es Yisrael b'mutalem. The loyliga beIsser diyeraisen. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little about the Ritva saying. There's a tremendous difference between Abaye and Rove. Abaye said, Issa Kedusha, the whole Issa is that he's missing Kedusha. He's not a Kodesh. That's wrong. He's a Roshan. Rove said, Issa Kedusha, the purpose why the Issa was created is Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. The Torah wanted that a person should create a barrier between himself and Issar, the Loiliga B'Issar D'Yaraisa, that he should not be susceptible to be Nichshal in an Issar D'Yaraisa. The Rabbeinu Yoine in Shari Tshuva says, V'Takonas Chachomim V'Gidreyem, Chazal that made takonis, made gzeiris, yisoid lederech hayira. That this is the basis of Yira Shamayim. Ki yasu geder vaharchoke pen tiga yad odom beisera teire. V'roi hazihirus vahageder vaharchoke min haiser. Aloize me ikre hamoira. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, "Amoira deki yisoid." In what way do we see that a person is a yirei shamayim? We see that a person is yirei shamayim, but he's not daring. He's not a tightrope walker. That means a person who will expose himself to nisyonis and then pat himself on the back and say, I have nothing but to worry about, nothing is going to happen. Such a person is missing Yira Shamayim. The whole Aveira is little in his eyes. The Yisoid of Yira Shamayim is a person should make barriers between himself and the Aveira, that he should never be Nichshal in an Aveira. So that is Pshat, that's what Rava was Mechadish. It's called Issa Kedusha. The purpose of the Issa is to make a barrier between oneself and the Aveda. That's the Rabbanan are called Issa Kedusha. Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach. That is the purpose why the Issa was made. Let us see Rashi. Eila HaMitzvahis B'Seif Sefer Teres Koyanim. That the purpose of the Kaddish Atzmecha, the one should be Niza. Look to Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishneh, Almona L'Koyin Godl, that Almona L'Koyin Godl is that's an Issa Kedusha.
according to the Mishnah, Isa mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So one is not permitted is chaylatzes v'loy misyabemes. Now there's two types of almonas l'kayin godol. There's almona min ha'erisin, and she was not a ba'ula. She's a psula. And then there's an almona min ha'suim that is a ba'ula. So the Gemara says, "Kaposik betani loishna min anesuin, veloishna min aerisin. Both almonis are chilzes veloy misyabmes. Is bishleim min anesuin es veloy sase. So the iser of this almon is an es veloy sase, vein es doiche loy sase ves. And this is not doiche loy sase ves. It is a loy sase almon loy sikach, and then psula meyama vikachisha psula veloy buula. So memele." So it's very good why he's not permitted to be miyabma. El mina eresin leisase greidehu. Aban amon mina eresin, there's only a lab. Yavai asei v'yitche leisase. So let's say yes, doiche leisase. Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav, Omar Kro. So we have a kasha. Va'olso yevimtoi ha'sharet. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk says, "Im lo yachpoi tzeish lo kachas es yevimtoi." If he doesn't want to be miyabma, va'olso yevimtoi ha'sharet. So then she goes to Bezdin. They make chalitza. So, the word yevimtoi is miyuta. The pasuk could flow without this word. So the yevimtoi is unnecessary. Ma tamad loyme yevimtoi. Yesh lecha yevoma acheres sha'oila lechalitze ve'eina oila liyibu ve'ezoi zu chai velav. Now, we're going to learn the Gemara, and let me just mention the Shverikait in the Gemara, which the Rishonim ask, Tosfos says the Kasha, and then we'll see how Rashi beautifully for the Gemara. But let's just learn the Gemara now. The Gemara asked the Kasha that, why don't you say Esa Doicha Loisase? So the Gemara says there's an extra word Yevimtoi. And this Yevimtoi is coming to tell us that there is a Yevome that is Oila Lachalitza Ve'ene Oila Liyibum. There's a Yevome that is not Oila Liyibum and is Oila Lachalitza. So, the while, it would seem that Yevimtoi is a miyut. We asked Akasha, let us say, Esa Deicha Loisase. We sing a teret, there's a miyut, Yevimtoi, there's a Yevome, that's Oila Lachlitz, Afabi She'ein Oila Liyibum, and that is Chai Velavim. So the Pasuk is telling us that Chai Velavim is not Oila Liyibum. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema chai ve'krisis." Maybe this pasuk is speaking about chai ve'krisis. I don't know, speaking about chai ve'lam. No, it says, "Omakrom le'yachpei tzeish lekach lekachas ha'chofei tzmiyam." So, the previous pasuk or the beginning of the pasuk, it says that if he doesn't want, then you give chalitza. But it would seem if he wants, he could make yibum. So from there we learn out kol oila liyibum oila lachalitze b'chol shen oila liyibum eina oila lachalitze. Chai v'krisis, I have a posik that is not oila lachalitze. So Yevimtoi is coming to tell me that chai v'lavan is oila lachalitze, even though it's not oila liyibum. This can't be going on chai v'krisis. The kasha was, let it be going on chai v'krisis. So Gemara says, no, Chai B'Krisis is not Oyla L'Chalitza. And here it says it's Oyla L'Chalitza. So it's going on Chai V'Elav. Iyachi Chai V'Elav and Nami. So the Gemara asks, Chai V'Elav should also not be Oyla L'Chalitza. Now already this Kasha is very difficult. What are you asking me? Since it says Im Lo'yach Bo'itz, so Chai V'Elav and Nami. When this pasuk Yevimta is coming to tell us that Chai Ve'Lavim, it's not Oyla Leivin, it's Oyla L'Chalitza. What did the Makshin ask? So the Gemara answers this, we'll say, HaRabbi Rachmona Yevimta. But we have to understand the Makshin. The Makshin also knew how to learn. Fine. About Kaponim, we understand it now. So the Gemara is telling us, we have here two psukim. There's one pasuk Im Lo'yach Bo'itz. So that pasuk, it would seem that the holding chalitza is only if he wants, he could be miyavim. Kol oyla liyibim oyla lachalitza. V'chol she'ein oyla liyibim eini oyla lachalitza. So we said that's going on chai v'krisis. Chai v'krisis are not oyla lachalitza. Then we have another pasuk of Yevimtoi. Yevimtoi is coming to tell us that chai v'lavim are not oyla liyibim and they are oyla lachalitza. So now the Gemara asks, Umaro Isa, how do you know to make the Cheshbon this way? Let's make the Cheshbon the other way. Now what is Pshat in the Kasha? So we will say that Chai V'Lavin will not have Chalitza, and Chai V'Krisis will have Chalitza. We have two Psukim. Now this Kasha is a Shrek already. Because the Kasha was Ushtei Asa Dechaloi Sasa. So you brought me Baruch Hashem a posik Yevimtoi, which is a miut. Yevimtoi is a miut, but it's not even that is Yeshlcha Yevome She'ein Oyleim Oylechalitz. If you're going to use this posik for Chai V'Krisus, so how can you ask a kasha in Chai V'Lavin should be not Oylechalitz? Chai V'Lavin is Oyleim. Without the posik of Yevimtoi, Chai V'Lavin is Oyleim Notzesadei Chaloisas. So this is schrecklich. What's pshat in the Gemara's kash? The Gemara answers, Mistavre chai v'lavim tosu b'kedushin, chai v'krisis leitofsi b'kedushin. You have to understand what the Gemara answers also. Now, let us see Rashi. In the Tosfos HaRosh, says, Amir de kipshat, he explains Rashi, and Rashi is a beautiful mahalach in the Gemara. Tosfos is very gemutchit in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. We bisaf b'mutalach lahisif aleim shnius amutalach ala reis desh lei tovoi lidei reis asureis min ha-teira. That's the purpose of the Issa d'Rabbana shalei tovoi. Kaposik v'toni almona l'kain godu loishna nafla l'fonu min ha-nisui dahainu tarti l'grayuse Chode da almonehi. Number one, she's an almone. Ve'ika lav da almone lo yikach ba'oid de ba'ulehi. Ve'ika yisarasa legabei d'chsiv isha b'vsala yikach v'loi ba'ula v'lav abo mechlal asay asay. V'loi ishna nafla lefono mina eresin. Ve'oid de b'sula de leka lo lav da almone. Yove yasei de yevame yove yaleo, and it should be doicha de loisas. So the Gemara says, extra yevimte, va'olsa ha'shara motzi lemichta. It should have said, va'olsa ha'shara. Baksiv bereisha de kol, im layach ba'itz lakacha says yevimte, ma tamad loime yevimte. Yesh lecha yevame acheres, the im kosav the lo yachpeitz a ish lakachas as yevimtoi the also hashare have mashme da hi the kerinem bei lakachas hu de kamatzcha rachmone ba also hashare lachlutz avol chai veilaven the lo kerinem bei lakachas. A kerinim beva also. It's not Rashi said, a moiradike mouthful. The Tosfos HaRosh explains as follows. The Gemara, when the Gemara brought down Yevimtoi, the Gemara is saying two things. Well, let us look at the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Im layachbeitz ha'ish lakachas es Yevimtoi. The mitzvah is lakachas es Yevimtoi. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, what does lakachas es Yevimtoi mean? He says, you know, we had Chazal Darshim in the Pasuk, ulakacha loy leisha. So the Gemara Darshins, no lakacha leisha, kivin shalakha nasa ki ishtay lakhodova, balamit shemigar shebeget umachzira. So ulakacha loy leisha means that this is a woman, but I can give her a get and remarry her. That's nasa ki ishtay lakhodova. Achayvi lavin, which you asked Akasha, let's say, Esedoichaloi sase, is she a basle kachas? Chas v'sholem. You, the Biur Yishoyin, you say, Esedoichaloi sase, and finished, and then she's also. You can't, im lo yach beitze ish lo kachas es yevimtoi. Lo kachas is a miut am chayvi lavin. Because the whole, when the posik said, that a oila liyibum, oila lachalitza, the pasuk didn't say oila liyibum, im layach beitze ish lakachas, you have to be oila to lakachas. There's a tnai in yibum that it has to be such a woman that it should be able to be niskayim bo lakachas. Achai ve'labin is not a bas lakachas. She can't take it for a wife. You can't take her for a wife. He can make one be and finish. Then you have to go and give her a get. So, Emerson, this whole shtickel is missing from the Gemara. But Rashi brought us the shtickel. Chayve lavin is a lav bas lakachas. So this, Emerson, is the teretz of the kashi. Rest the kashi, let's say, yes, so the teretz is, you can't make a yibum with Esedoich Eloi Sasa, because to Esedoich Eloi Sasa, that's only a het of the Biur Rishoyne, and she's a lav bas lakachas. So why did the Gemara say this? Because the Gemara knew, if he's going to say this and he jumped down my neck, oh, if she's not lav bas lakachas, it's not oil yibum. So why do you give chalitza? The Mishnah says, chaylatzis v'loi mishyabemis. If it's not oil yibum, you just told me a new yisod. You need a bas lakachas. So a mele and the chayv alavn is not a bas lakachas. So why is it chayletzah? So the Gemara knew they asked this question. So the Gemara brought the Yevimtoi already. So in Yevimtoi, the Gemara is telling us that Yevimtoi tells us that din chalitze, even though she's a lav bas lakachas. So the Gemara told us the whole teretz already. The Gemara asked the kasha, let's say yesedoi chaloi sasa. So the teretz in a nutshell is as follows. If you say yesedoi chaloi sasa, she won't be a bas lakachas. Because lakachas means lakochaloi leisha, that you should be able to give her a get and remarry her. Nachai v'lavin, you can't do such a thing. Only the Biur Rishoyin is mutter. So therefore, she's a lav bas yibum. You'll ask me a kasha, so why is it chayletzis? I'll tell you, there's a riboy of Yevimtoi. That Yevimtoi tell me, yesh lecha acheres. That is not oile leyibum, and it's oile lechalitze. So now everything is farampled. Lakachas, I know she's not oile leyibum, and Yevimtoi is telling us, even though she's not oile leyibum, she's oile lechalitze. That is what Rashi is saying. So the Gemara says, Eima chai v'krisis. Oh, I hear now. So you're telling me a pasuk of Yevimtoi that a woman who is not oila liyibum is oila lachalitza, Yevimtoi. So Eima chai v'krisis nami leilev mahochad liboy chalitza v'amai patrina legamri. So why do we pater a chai v'krisis from chalitza? Let a chai v'krisis also be chai v'chalitza from the pasuk Yevimtoi. So the Gemara says, now let's look in the Gemara. We'll understand the Gemara beautifully according to Rashi. So the Gemara says, "Ve'im echay ve'krisis amakroim layach petzish lakachas hachofetz miyabim." There's another drasha. Kol oil liyibim, oil lachalitza, v'chol shnei liyibim, oil lachalitza. So the Gemara asked, "Oh, you go with this pasuk? Now let's learn the pasuk Eller. Im layach petzish lakachas. It says, if it's a bas lakachas, it's oil lachalitza. If it's not a bas lachas, it's not oil lachalitza. Yochi chay v'lavim nami. So I say, you brought me this pasuk. This pasuk is amir techay v'lavim." So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Rachman Yevimtai." That's right, but you have another pasuk. You have a pasuk Yevimtai. So the Gemara says, "Marois, how do you know? It's very nice of you. There's two noshim which are not oil liyibum. Chay v'krisis are not oil liyibum. Chay v'lav not oil liyibum. So here you say, chay v'krisis not oil lechalitza, because that's the pasuk. I mean, oil liyibum, oil lechalitza, and chay v'lav is oil lechalitza. You have another pasuk which says Yevimtai. How do you know? Maybe say Fakel." So the Gemara says, "Amarois, mistavra chay v'lavin tovsu b'kedushin, chay v'krisis lay tovsu b'kedushin." So what does Rashi say? "Tovsi b'kedushin, hilkach kerinem beilo kachas b'diyeves." She is abas lokachas. That means, even though lechatchile, you're not allowed to take her. But what if you remarry her? She's married. So memele avochay v'krisis leitavsi bo kedushin v'afilo over hayovim v'nosva lav kichel. So memele, so that's the achro. So memele, if I have two psukim, mistavo, the one who is abas lakachas b'diyeved, that one is oyla lechalitza. Now, before we go further, I just like to, we had a Rashi in the Mishnah. We had this Rashi a few places in Yevamos. When we learned the Rashi was very shver. We didn't understand the Rashi. But Al Kaponim, where we're up to now, the Rashi is beautiful. Let us learn the last Rashi of the Mishnah. Grushe v'chalutza l'koyin hedyot. So Rashi says, she'ova ochiv ha'meis. The nosa chalutza grusha, uch shamei srichen chalitza. So Rashi says, when the brother dies, he needs chalitza. Why? Sherei toifsin loy bo kedushin, because kedushin is toifis. The kedushin toifsin b'chai ve'lavin. So that's our Gemara mamish, she's a bas lokachas. Avo yivumi loy, sherei asura loy loze shehu koyim. Not allowed to be miyabim, huh? Because she's also, so she's allowed bas lakachas, so you're not allowed to be miyab. Vavturi bevoloi klum loy, so let's say that there shouldn't be chalitza also. Liolim lav lemiftur di afinim achis isha. That means we have two psukim. Achis isha, we have one posuk that's not oil lechlitza, one posuk that is oil lechlitza. So we say, we learn out that one that is a b'diyav d'abas lakachas is oil lechlitza. It's not doime to achis isha, which is a b'diyav not abas lakachas. That's lechay repshat n'rashi. According to our Gemara, that's lechay Rashi said in the Mishnah. Now let us see Taisus. Bishloime minan nesui. Aisus, the Gemara asked, Aisus, Bishloime minan nesui, I understand why you're not miyabim. But Abinayris, and why aren't you miyabim? What's a yesodai chaloi sasha? Taime. So Taisus asked minan nesui, nami tikshalai. Tamai chaylatsis. How do you, nesui understand yours? So why is it chaylatsis? Kiven da ina oyle li yibum, lo yosa say vedochi lo yisa se veese, vetehevi ki chai vekrisis. How do you understand? Min asum is good? Min asum is also no good. Vi yeshloime, de lo yikoma, bishloime, lo mimai, de ein misyabemis. The mother, nothing, Moshe says, I understand everything. It says two alochis by almone. One is chayletzis, and one is ein misyabemis. So, by Almonim in Nesuin, I understand why it's Ein Misyabemis. So, this is another parsha. By Ein Misyabemis, I understand. Aber Amon min Eiris, why do you say yes, a doich loisas?
Yavoi esse v'yitche loisas. Hiksha riva bepeirik beis de Sanhedrin. So the riva est akashe. Es the gemara est akashe, that Amon min Eirisin, he should say esse doich loisas. The kiva, Bein isha mis aberes mi bia rishayne. We're talking about apsula. Apsula l'kayin godol. An isha is not mis aberes mi bia rishayne. Ki da oma besoy perik daladachim. Hey, yech tis yabe. So how could you be mekayim mitzvahs yibum? In apsula, the bebiya rishoyna leka hakom Hashem. Amir adike kashe. The tachlis, the mechuvin of mitzvahs yibim is lahokim laochiv shem. That's the mitzvah, lahokim laochiv shem. So, by apsule, so how can you say yes, adoy chaloysa asa? There's no hakom Hashem. Ubi yishniya asirelei, kida omar lekamo, gzeira bi yishoyna oto bi yishniya. The Gemara says later that bi yishniya is also. So the Rivo asked as follows. The Rivo asked that in the bi yishoyna there's no akomish shame. And the Bishni is also. The Shaila is, this brings a Gemara that the Bishni is also. The Shaila is, why is Taka, how did the Riva understand this? Why is Taka, I mean, that's good for part of the Kasha. Well, why is Taka the Bishni also? I mean, l'chayre da hakom Hashem is by the biyishniyah. The Dvar Avram says a beautiful vote in the Riva, because we're about going to see Tosis is going to be chaylik on the Riva, and Tosis is going to say that there's no din that the biya has to be a biya of hakom Hashem. Haro es koine, shalai kedark es koine. You don't need a biya of hakom Hashem. The people have to be barakom Hashem. It's a din in the gavra, not in the heft. So that's what Taisus says later. Taisus is chaylik on the ribo, the kasha finds sich nicht on. And Taisus brings bagadike rayas. Haro es koine, no how's haro koine? I mean, the ribo asks an argamor. How is haro koine? How is shalai kedarka koine? It's not a bi of akom Hashem. So the Dvar Avram says, the ribo held as follows. There are two dinim in a yevame. There's one din of kinyin yevame, and there's another din of mitzvahs yibum. And he says they're two distinct dinim. That sometimes they come together, and sometimes they don't come together. He says there's a kinyin yevame, lekoch aloy leisha, that's hilchas kinyonim, she becomes your wife. And she becomes your wife through beer. What kind of a beer? Any beer. Hero, shalika dalka. In Kenyan, you don't need Hakom Hashem. In Kenyan, it's beer is kinda yivome. Any type of beer. Then there's a mitzvah of yibum. The mitzvah of yibum is yivome yavo yaleo. And the mitzvah is a beer of Hakom Hashem. That's the mitzvah. So the Dhiye, if the Gemara is asking Kasha Esa Doichaloi Sase, so the Gemara is asking that the mitzvah of Yibum should be Doicha, the mitzvah is only Hakom Hashem. That is the mitzvah. Fakerti says, just like, for example, there's a mitzvah of Pirya Veribya. What is the mitzvah of Pirya Veribya? The mitzvah is to do a pula that will have children. That's the mitzvah of Pirya Veribya. It's not biyodoi to have children of kaponim. The mitzvah is liva lishtoi in order to have children. The mitzvah lahakim lahachiv shem is to make a beer that will be able to have children. That's the mitzvah of yibam. Lahakim lahachiv shem. But he said there's one catch up. The mitzvah of lahakim la'achiv shem is by a yevame. Yevame yavi aleo, that means how yavam shem, it's by a yevame. After the bir ishayne, nasa ki ishtay lachaldova. She's not a yevame anymore. So you lose the mitzvah after the bir ishayne. So that was the kasha of the Rivo. The Rivo asked like this. This bia is not a bia of Akom Hashem. She's not a kaima mitzvah. I'm not saying it's nothing. You'll be lekoch aloy leisha, but you're not a kaima mitzvah. The mitzvah is lachim lachim shem. So when can you become the mitzvah? You can't be become the mitzvah anymore. The second bia is not a mitzvah anymore. Then says nasiki ishtei lachol dova. Then there's no mitzvah anymore. Lachim lachim shame. So the whole mitzvah of lachim lachim shame is before she becomes ishtei. Calls man she's a yevame. So that's only the first bia. She says the first bia is not roi lakom Hashem. The second bia is also ready because there's no mitzvah anymore by the second bia because it's nasin skishter lechol dovo. So how could you say yes to the chaloi sasa? That was pshat in the rivos kasha. So you'll tell me bikiyas haroes koine? Sure haroes koine in Kenyan. But the mitzvah, the rivo held, the mitzvah is a bia of lahakim lahakim shem, and that mitzvah is only a bia of akam Hashem. So the Ri says, the kasha doesn't begin. The loy be in an bia shetai ruya lakam Hashem. We don't need that the bia is to be ruya lakam Hashem. Elashayevome vahayovom. The two people involved, yiyu ru'uyin lakom Hashem. They have to be ro'y lakom Hashem. V'leime matinen ala aylenis, besoris, shein ru'yim leiled lo'ilom. Avo bie shein yecholin lisaber bo, leime maiti. Kivin shisha yom ru'yin lebsoif lo'iled. If there are people that eventually can have children, she don't need a bia of a kom Hashem. The imloy came. Tikshi hayich tane misyabemis larabonan. How could one be miyab maktane? One is miyab maktane. And she's not right to have children, Kozman, she's a ktane. And after he's miyab maktane, a guten talk. We're finished. Mitzvah Yibum was done over. He gives her a get, a guten talk. Now, where was Mitzvah Yibum? There'll never be any children. So al-kochach, we see from this, you don't need a bia that's roi lakom Hashem. You need people which are roi lakom Hashem. Not fun, is roi lakom Hashem. Not now, but she's a bas lakom Hashem. So it's finished. V'gam l'rab meyer hoise misya bemis. Ilav chshoshe d'shem batimtsa aylanis. Now let's skip this Beperik Beis Shammai. Just Beperik Abo Yevimti. We'll come back to this. Beperik Abo Yevimti. Name Mabine the Niknes Bebiyah Shaloi Kedarke VeHero Afa Pishenim Is Aberes Bo. So Taisvis brought these three rayas, which Baruch Hashem I understand. Is this Ktan? How could it be Miyab Maktan? It's a Bia Velabas Akom Hashem. How can you be yam with a ro? So we see clothed that bachlal no din in the bia. The din akom Hashem is only in the gavre. The gavre and the isha have to be bnei akom Hashem. Finished. Now Tosis brings one more raya, which l'davoni I don't understand. The perik be shamay tenan. And Taisi brings a raya like this. Kotten abo ala gdeila tigadlenu. It says that kotten abo ala gdeila tigadlenu. Now what does this mean? So, there's a machlokes harishonim. The Gemara says, Shitas HaTosfos is, that before we come to Tosfos raya, let us just see pshat in the Mishnah, then we'll come to Tosfos raya. The Gemara says, Asu bias bentes kemaimer begodl. When a cotton is boiled, a yevome, it's kemaimer begodl. It means it's a kedushin darabonim. What is it min ha-toyre? When ha-toyre ha-kotn bentos is boilo yivoma, what happens? So shitas ha-toysvis is, it's nothing. It's nothing. We learn that from Pasuk, Eishishish, Vloyeshish, Kotn, there's a Gemara in Kedushin. It's nothing. Abiyas Bentes, there's no Yibam by Abiyas Bentes. Taisvis further, Daf Lamet Hey Amet Beis, asks Amoyra de Kekashe. Taisvis Daf Lamet Hey Amet Beis, asks Akashe, since there's no mitzvah of Yibam by a cotton, so why is the Nisareish Yisoch? So Taisvis brings a raya. So Taisvis says that we see from over there that the Eishes Och, you don't need the mitzvah of Yibum to be matter the Isra Eishes Och. If they're b'nei Yibum, the Eishes Och is mutter ready, you don't need the mitzvah. So Taisus Davlamadeyam at base said as follows. So Taisus understood the mission that cotton abolak doilat gadlanu means as follows. That the cotton is a bentes, is boalak doilat. What happened? Nothing. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's no isereish yisoch, Taisus says. It's the gadlanu, let them be together. And when we come a godl, then it'll be mekayim mitzvah Yibum. That's how Taisus understood the Mishnah. So Tais understood the Mishnah, there's no mitzvah of Yibum bekatnusoi. That's what Tais said, Akasha, there should be Nisai Shesach. There's no Nisai Shesach, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, and the mitzvah of Yibum is only become Gdolus. But there's nothing wrong that they're together now. To God learn, or let them grow up together. In Cain, so I don't understand what, so Tais is being Zarai from Kotna, Bola Gdolus, you don't need a beer of a Akom Hashem. Could be you do need a beer of a Kom Hashem. There is not Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. The Ketoshah Shid is not Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. Could be the Mitzvah of Yibum is you need a beer of a Kom Hashem. And a Kotn Tak is not a beer of a Kom Hashem. She's talking not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Ketoshah Shid is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, why is there no Isar Eishesoch? Because the Torah was matter Eishesoch to someone who eventually will be able to Mekayim the Mitzvah. But where did Taisvah see in this halacha that the mitzvah is a filabaliya komishem? According to Shitas HaTaisvah, there's no mitzvah there whatsoever. So what's Taisvah's raya? So Davoni, I don't understand this raya of Taisvah. Let us go further. Now, when we learned the Gemara, we had mentioned there's a lot of shverikaitin on the Gemara. We had Baruch Hashem Rashi's pshat, which Taisvah was not nochis to. So now we'll see, Taishas asks the Kasha, and Taishas muchet sich to understand our Gemara. Ihochi chayvi lavin nami. So let's just refresh our memories. The Gemara had asked the Kasha that by chayvi lavin, let us say, esedoi chaloisas. So the Gemara says, it says yivimtoi. It says yivimtoi, so it's not oil of the yibum. So the Gemara says Chayve Krisis also. So the Gemara says no, it says Im Layachve. Chayve Krisis, there isn't Chalitza. So the Gemara says Chayve Lam, there also shouldn't be Chalitza. The Gemara says, Yivimtoi. And my Rois, the Gemara says, this is Baal Tvisis Gdushin, so La Baal Tvisis Gdushin. So Yochi Chayve Lam and Ami, Perish, Kivin Dein Oilu Liyibum, Layala L'Chalitza. That was the most Kasha. If you tell me the chayvi krisis is not oil lechalitzam layachbeitz chayvi lavin nami. The teimo lari. So the ri is hechi matzul meimid layal lechalitzay hamiyevimtoi the shaminon the eini oil leyibam meyosim shaminon oil lechalitzay ki the dashinim yesh lecha yevama acheres oil lechalitzay. What's your kasha? This posik tells us that a chayvi lavin is not oil leyibum, and this posik tells us it's oil chalitza. This posik is telling us the dinim of chayvi lavin. Without the posik, chayvi lavin be oil leyibum, and the posik tells us it's not oil leyibum, and it's oil chalitza. So what's your kasha? Hochi chayvi lavin nami. For oi kasha number two, the porich you ask the kasha marois. How do you know perish? What's the kasha? The aim of ipche. Let us say takel. What will we say?
Vinuki yevimtoi lechayve krisis.
Yevimtoi is talking about chayve krisis, and there is chalitza. Bim layachpoitz lechayve lavin. And layachpoitz is going for chayve lavin, and there won't be chalitza.
So Tyson says, Heiche motzi lemiute mim layachpoitz chayve lavin mechalitza. How could you say layachpoitz is going a chayve lavin? Hakarina buim chofetz yovim, dosi esse bedochaloisase. How could layachpoitz be going a chayve lavin? It's chayve lavin is a bayim bechalitza. If you're taking away, if Yevimte is going by chayve krisis, you don't have any posik to tell me that chayve lavin is a lavin a yibim.
Uktzas hoyonire leforish. So Tosis wants to say a new pshat in the Gemara. The hochi pirush. I hochi chayvi lavin nami. Nishve chalitze viyibum. Mahaikro. The kasha is, I guess you chayvi krisi should have chalitze. So you told me, no, it's a set. Kol oil libum oil chlitze, kol shein libum and oil chlitze, it's a set. So the Gemara says, oh, if it's a set, so why are you making a chai vilav na yetzi daifen? Tell me it's a set, that yibum chlitze go together. Chai vilavin should be b'nei yibum chlitze. Don't say yibimte is going on chai vilavin and it's a yetzi daifen, it's oil libum and chlitze. Let's say chayv olam zayli yibum vayilu lechalitze. What'll I do with yevimtoi? Kashef amayse. But let's be consistent. If you're telling me there's a klal, kosha oyla leyibum oyla lechitze, kosha neyli meyuchitze, so we should say chayv olam should be the same. It shouldn't be ayetzidayv. It should also be oyla leyibum oyla lechalitze. That's the only way oyla lechalitze, be oyla leyibum. And the yevimtoi, so the Gemara says, so what's the Gemara's teretz on this? So the Gemara says, Oh Rabbi Rachmani Yevimtai. He says, I would also do the same. But what are you going to do with the Yevimtai? Just don't give me a head check for Yevimtai. It says Yevimtai. So I have, that's the only thing, if you would tell me what to do with the Yevimtai, Bemela. That's the only thing I know what to do with Yevimtai is to tell me that it's Einoilim Neilach Litzis, a finish. So Akoch, it's going on Chai Vilam. That was the teretz. Visuporich. Now, what's the second kasha? Marois. Now, that's Zichra Pella. What's Marois? Perish. The Mahaikro v'lo yachpoitz, nishve chai v'ilavim l'chalitze v'yibu. V'lehevi v'nei chalitze v'yibu. So the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is asking a kasha as follows. You just told me a posik that it's a set. Kol elibim el l'chalitze. Kol shen elibim el l'chalitze. Fact. So, if we want to be Mekayim the set, so let's say Chai V'Lavim is Eilach Litz, it's Eilach Yibim also. So, for Kelt, the Pesuk of Layachbitz is telling us that Chai V'Lavim is Eilach Litz. I mean, Chai V'Lavim will stim with the Pesuk of Layachbitz. Yevimtoi is going to Chai V'Krisis. Fine. Chai V'Krisis is Ein Eilach Yibim, Eilach Litz. Chai V'Lavim will be Eilach both. Because the only teretz you told me before was, what do you do with the Yevimtai? Satai. The Yevimtai you'll use for Chai V'Krisis. The Chai V'Krisis is Ein Oile Yibim Neile Lechlitze. And by Chai V'Lavin I'll say it's Oile Yibim Neile Lechlitze. You don't have any Pesukim by Chai V'Lavin. I said, why do you need the Pesuk of Kol Shein Oile Yibim Neile Lechlitze? What is that Pesuk speaking about? Chai V'Krisis is Oile Lechlitze. And Chai V'Lavin you don't need a Pesuk. So what is the... So why did the posik bechlal to tell me what's this posik kol shayla liyib neilachlitze? It's the lishnik rominei. I mean, to tell me that chay v'labin this chalitze shkoyach. I know this chalitze. This yib also. The two vitzrich, can the preaches, you need this pasuk for other things. to the poich lekamon beperik achilitz, the Gemara says later, in the yabam lachoda v'nechleitz lachoda. The Gemara says if a person had two wives, so let's make yibum in the first wife, and let's give chalitza to the hatzorah. So the Gemara says, no, since he can't be miyabim the tzor, ask even shoybon eshev layivne, he can't give chalitza also. So this pasuk is going about a tzoras yibum. So that's what the pasuk is telling us, that a tzorah, that means if a person had two wives, so if you miyabim the first, you there's no mitzvah of chalitza on the second, because since the second is not oyle layivim, it's not oyle lechalitza. Avokoshe, so Taisa says, fine. Memduch kekrochen epes de gemore, dim kein maiko mishani mistavre chai vilav and tovso bekedushin. That means, I never asked a kasha that chai vilav should not have chalitza. I asked a kasha for kelp. Chai vilav should have yibum for chalitza. And chai vikrisha should have chalitza. So what are you telling me, chai vilav and tovso bekedushin? The mashmi mitoicha teretz to ha'uporich shlo yalu chai v'lam lechalitza. From the teretz, I see what the kasha was. That the kasha was that chai v'lam should not have chalitza. So we're back where we started from. Meichet teisi chai v'lam should not have chalitza. It's oilu leibim, it's oilu lechalitza. V'yesh l'taretz bedoichik. So now teisi says, psanu mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mechayvi Lavin, the Chayvi Esa Porich. The Gemara mentions Chayvi Lavin, but we're also speaking about Chayvi Esa. What is the Kashi? Nishvi Lechalitza V'yibum Mehaikro. The Chayvi Lavin. We have here a posik that Yibum and Chalitza are a set. So let's apply this posik for Chai V'Lavin and Chai V'Yeser. It'll be a set. And what it'll be? For Chai V'Lavin, Yalu Gam L'Yibum. I don't have a posik that asks Yibum by Chai V'Lavin, so the posik will apply by Chai V'Lavin, Kolo Oyle L'Yibum, Oyle L'Chalitze. For Chai V'Yeser, Lo Yalu Gam L'Chalitze. Dikepich me Chai V'Yeser. So the Gemara's kasha is, Gemara didn't mention Agavuch, but that's part in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is a kasha. Let's say Chai Ve'Krisus are B'nei Chalitza, and Chai Ve'Ese are not B'nei Chalitza. And Chai Ve'Lam will be B'nei Yibam, B'nei Chalitza. So the Gemara, that was the Gemara's kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? Mistavra Chai Ve'Lam and Tovsa B'Kedushin. V'teime, so Toysvus Esa Merde Kekash. The whole people was going with Chai V'Esa also. Chai V'Lavan, Chai V'Esa. Now the Gemara says, Chai V'Lavan Tovsa B'Kedush. V'teime, Menolan Luk Mikro B'Chai V'Lavan. How do you know that the Posek is speaking about Chai V'Lavan? Luk Mikro B'Chai V'Esa Greide. If we brought into the Sugya Chai V'Esa, so fakir, so that's the teretz. I have two. This chai ve'ese and this chai ve'krisus. So chai ve'ese is tov shebo kedushin. So this chalitze. Chai ve'koris is no tov shebo kedushin. There's no chalitze. Finished. So I was meyashev the two psukim. Yelimta is speaking about chai ve'ese. Im lo yachvitz is speaking about chai ve'krisus. And finished. Now how did you know that Yevimte is telling me that Chai V'Lavin not allowed to be Miyab? I used up both psukim already. Yevimte is speaking about Chai V'Yes, and Layach is speaking about Chai V'Krisis, and Chai V'Lavin should be Eulalim and Chalitza. The time of Minon look mikro b'Chai V'Lavin, look mikro b'Chai V'Yes, a grade. The Avel gav the Ein Miyab, mikol mokim Eulam l'Chalitza, kiv dotov se b'Kedushin. Aber chai v'lav neime da osi yese v'dochi loisas v'yalu gam liyibo. So Taisus says, according to the maskonis ha-gemora, how do you know? Everything is taken care of. Yevimta Yezicha talking about chai v'yese also. And Eloyachvitz is speaking about chai v'krisis. So all the psukim are taken care of. So how do you know that Yevimta is telling me that chai v'lav is neime oilu liyibo? V'yeshloimer, the mashmalei hashte lidroish mikro de yevimtoi, lesser yibum lahachitz chalitz. So Tosfos says, the Gemara holds that in yevimtoi there are two distinct halachas. The Yevimta is telling us, Yesh lecha yevomo she'einoi oilo le'yibum. So tell me, achidish, there's no yibum by this yevome. And v'oilo le'chalitze, and it's telling me, achidish, that it's oilo le'chalitze. So the Pasuk Yevimta is telling me two chidushim. Now the chidish, that it's not oilo le'yibum, why do I need it? V'chai ve'yese, I don't need it. Ein ese doiche ese. V'chaive krisis, I zicha don't need it, because chaive krisis are not oilu l'chalitza also. So the chiddish of yevimtoi, that's einoi oilu l'chalitza, that is einoi oilu l'yibum, is coming to tell us that chaive lavim is not oilu l'yibum. Period. So now everything is good. Avo koshe, im kein, heichi avo boi l'uk mikro b'chaive krisis. So what was the Havmin of the Gemara? If the Pasuk is telling me that there's an Isser Yibum, and there's a Hetach, and there's a Chi of Chalitze, so the Pasuk is telling me two Dinim, so how could the Gemara Zat sign the Pasuk by Chai Bekrisis? V'olekalamayim v'dohochi porich v'eima Chai Bekrisis nami liboy chalitze mahaikro. The Gemara asked the Kasha that what? That the Eimo Chai Vekrisis. So Tosfos Kasha is as follows. That Tosfos just said that Yevimtoi is telling me two distinct dinim. Yevimtoi is telling me there's an Issa Yibum, and Yevimtoi is telling me that there's a Chi of Chalitze. So that is why, from the Issa Yibum, that Yevimtoi is being Megala, I know that Chai Ve'lavin is also Liyam. From the Chi of Chalitze, it's coming to tell us Chai Ve'esed is a Chi of Chalitze. And who are they now? Chai v'lavin to be a chi of chalitz. And the pasuk in Lo-Yachvitz is telling me that chai v'krisis, there's no yibum and no chalitz. Fine. But there was, the Gemara asked, v'eima chai v'krisis. So Tosfos says, what's the kasha v'eima chai v'krisis? How could the pasuk go on chai v'krisis alone? If the pasuk is telling me an issa yibum, I don't need an issa yibum for chai v'krisis. I can figure it out myself. So why do I need this yevimte to tell me an issa yibum? So as the Tosfos says, I'll tell you a teretz. The Gemara means that the pasuk will be speaking about chai v'lavin, that is an issa yibum, and chai v'krisis, that is a chi of chalitza. That's pshat. So the pasuk will be speaking about both chai v'lavin and chai v'krisis. This the yibum is for chai v'lavin, that the chalitz is for chai v'krisis. So Tosfos says if that was pshat, the Gemara is kasha. So the Gemara asks marois. So it seems marois, the kasha marois was, let's say, fakert. So the mashma ve'ima ipcha. Now the Gemara now held that the Yevimte is speaking about Tzai Chai V'Lavin and Tzai Chai V'Krisis. So what's the Marois? So the Tosfos HaRosh for Emphas, Tosfos Kashe, no, there's one more Nikuda here. That Yevimte is telling us there's an Issa Yibum for Chai V'Lavin, there's a Chi of Chalitza Filo for Chai V'Krisis, and Imlayach Poitz is coming to tell us that by Chai V'Esed there's no Chalitza. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. That's the kasha of Marois. So the Gemara says it's not mistaver, but by Chai Ve'eser, who is a bastvisis kedushin, there shouldn't be chalitza. And Chai Ve'krisis, which is not a bastvisis kedushin, there should be a chi of chalitza. That's al kaponim, our Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. Let us go further. Mosiv Rove. So it comes out at the present time, we're up to as follows. We have a posik Yevimtoi, which is telling us that Chayvei Lavin Alav B'nei Yibum and De B'nei Chalitza. So Mose Brove Issa Mitzvah Ve'Issa Kedusha. We learned Abarais Issa Mitzvah Ve'Issa Kedusha. Bo Oleho Oicholatzlo Niftero Tzaroso. That the Yibum of an Issa Mitzvah, Nisa Kedusha, whichever is patos the tzore. Bisalke daito chayvei laven midiyeraise lechalitza ramye lelibum leirami. If you tell me there's a posik yevimtoi, that's telling me that chayvei laven are not oile leibum, So how do you understand this paraisa? How can a beer of chai ve'lav and part of the tzorah? So who ma'isiv lo? V'hu mefarik lo? Rova asked the kasha and Rova answered the kasha. Litzdodim k'toni. This paraisa is going litzdodim. Speaking about Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha. Bo Aleo, Issa Mitzvah, that's the Rabbonon, Shniyas. Cholatzlo, a Issa Kedusha. Let us see Rashi. Litzdodim k'toni. Bo Aleo, Koi, a Issa Mitzvah, tahainu Shniyas, midivrei Soifrim. The midiraisa chozilei, v'kamei rami. Lefikach nifterot sarosa bibiyosa. Cholotz koya yisa kedusha, but cholotz is going on yisa kedusha. Derom yila chalitza. Vilka chalitzosa peiteres tzoros. Mosiv Rova. So now Rova asked another kash. We learned tabaraisa. Petsua dake ukrus shofcho. Sris Adam. Now, these three are unable to have children. Sris Adam means Ayde Maise. And there's a love on Petsuadaka, Krushavcha, and Sris Adam. But all these three had Ashas Akosha. And let's just... For practical purposes, we're going to speak about two cases over here. We're going to speak about when the Ptsuedake and the Khrushchevcha and the Sris Adam were the mace. They died. And we'll speak about a Shaila if the Zachi of Yibam and Chalitza for their brothers to make on their wives. And we're also going to speak about another case. If the brother of a Ptsuadake died, if the Ptsuadake can make Yibum v'chalitz. That's what this Braise speaks about. Now let's see the Braise in the Veni. Ptsuadake ukrushovcho sris odom v'hazokin. Hazokin is a person who has no physical chesoren in him, no mitzad zikne is not roi lohoilet. So by all these four cases, there's Meisu, what happens if the Betsua Daka died? Vulahem Noshim, Vulahem Achim. They had wives and they had brothers. The Omdu Achim. Now the brothers went, Vosu Maima Benishisayim. They made Maima. Vinosnu get, or they gave a get. A get is a chalitza midarabonon. Or v'cholzu. Masha also was. So whatever they did is done. Ve'im bo'alu konu. And if they were miyabim, so they were kaine. And this loshen v'im bo'alu is lab dafki. But you have to look at chila. You're allowed to be miyabim an isha of a petsua dak. Let's go further in the Braise. Meisu Achim. What if the brothers died? Va'omduheim, and now the Ptsuadaka went. Va'osu maim abnishisayim, or v'nos nuget, oishe cholzu, masha osu osu. V'imbo'alu, konu, and if they were miyabim, they're koine. Ptsuadaka was miyabim, is koine. Va'osu lekaimim, he's not permitted to keep his wife, mishim shenema layovei Ptsuadaka. So the Gemara asks, so Rav asks the Amora d'Kekash, if you tell me there's a posik, that the posik Yevimta is telling us that Chai Ve'lav, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, it's a no'ilu l'Yibum, b'sal kadai to Chai Ve'lav, mid'araisa l'chlitza ramya l'libim lo'i ramya, imbolu amai konu. So that is Rav's Kash. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ptsuadaka Khrushafa the Kama Mafoshal the Peiko, Sris Odom, Shasir Say Odom, Blimach Meshoili Nistaris Mela, Bava Belav, the Bechlal Ptsuadaka the Khrushafa, this is also a lav, if through a mice it became not Roila Hoilet, so he's in the lav of Ptsuadaka. But also, he sees Israelis, he sees Blayovi Ptsuadaka. Oy Meyabmin, Lav Lachatchila Kama, Ali Yibum Yibum, Shimbolo Kama Kdektani Gosel. Vazokin sheposak milayd, v'hai lav michai v'lavenu, al kamash malon, v'afogav de lav bariludihu, b'yosei b'yo likne shebemtoi, v'yoitze mimenu b'get, it's a b'yo v'yibu. V'nos nuget kloima, oi nos nuget, oi cholzo. V'get b'yibon me mahani lifsol olo v'alkola achim. If one gives a get to a Yevome, so that makes that she is posel on him, he can't be Miyabim anymore. None of the brothers can be Miyabim. The boy Libumi Sule Motzi, the Komle Beshub La Yivne. Bimbolu Konu, the Yaitzis Beget for Loi Chalitzim. Vosele Kaimon Asefekoi, Meisu, Achin, Ubolu Heine Shivim Tavab, Tsuadakach Yaitze by Velav Azoki. So we see Klo, that Bolu Kono. Let's just see. Toysvis, Psuadaka, Krushofra, Sris Odom, Perish, Sris Odom, Nafuki Bidei Shemaim, Shlahoilam, Shasa Koisha. He was speaking about that there was a Shasa Koisha, so the Bnei Yibam Bechalitza. In Bolu Kono, who had in the Tchilanami Shori, in the Reisha, if the Psuadaka died, Kedemucha Lekamon, Allah, I did not get the safe of Loshin the Yevet, Nakanami Bereisha, Loshin the Yevet.